EY today.
Good morning, America. Welcome. Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am your host and nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and your vitality and to addressing any of your health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from hypertension, diabetes, obesity, psoriasis, acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, among any other issue you can name. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human body is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you've got questions about health challenges that you or your friends or your family are facing, we encourage you to call 866-582-9933 if you want to get off your prescription drugs. If you've got questions about particular nutritional supplements, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com. The number is 866-735-2470, or you can log on to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. On the upper left-hand corner of the page, somebody will get back to you about information or with information about the Youngevity products. If you're interested in learning about the Youngevity business, they can help you there as well. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Thank
new food
so
pyramid out.
I'm
psyched. Wow.
We're going to talk food plate icon. But first, we're going to continue our discussion on the liver and glycine. Yesterday, we talked about one of my favorite amino acids, glycine. Its importance for making the antioxidant and master detoxifying substance glutathione. Remember, glutathione is made up of three parts, glutamine, cysteine, and glycine. But as we said yesterday, glycine is a lot more than just a part of glutathione. For example, glycine is part of the digestive system. It's involved in breaking down fatty foods. It's part of the bile complex that we've talked about so much in the past. That's pretty important right there. That's a pretty important role for a tiny little amino acid. And, of course, just for plain old liver health, there's actually a lot of literature that talks about using glycine for protection against liver injury. Some doctors are even talking about using glycine for liver transplant patients. And, of course, pretty much all of us can use some nutritional liver support. Glycine is also required for making glucose. Under conditions of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, the liver can make its own sugar. It makes its own glucose. In fact, one of the best ways to lose weight and pretty much the basis of the so-called low-carb diet is forcing your liver to make its own sugar. In other words, if you don't take in sugars through foods, eventually your liver is going to make its own sugar, and one of the ways it does this is by using glycine. That means taking glycine either as a supplement or in high-protein foods, and protein powders can be an important part of a low-carb diet, and also for diabetics. For those of you who are weightlifting or running or swimming or doing yoga or doing any kind of exercise, one of the best supplements you can take for building muscle and for speeding up your recovery time is creatine. I personally take one or two, sometimes even three teaspoonfuls as soon as I come home from the gym. The literature on creatine for improving performance and for recovery is flat out overwhelming. It's an important part of energy production. It's an important part of protein production. It's involved in buffering the lactic acid that can accumulate when you get a good workout. Lactic acid is partially responsible for the muscle soreness and discomfort that sometimes you get the day after a good workout. And making sure you're taking creatine, or your body is making enough creatine, can help prevent or minimize muscle soreness. Well, it turns out that like glutathione, creatine is also a tripeptide. It's made up of three parts, three amino acids. One is methionine. The second is arginine. And I love arginine, man. That is a super important amino acid that we'll be talking a lot about in the future. Arginine is a medical grade amino acid that's important for blood pressure, the circulatory system, for male sexual performance. Arginine can also be helpful for blood sugar control. It's a really amazing amino acid. There's actually a multi-level company out there that has cut their teeth by selling arginine. That's all they sell is arginine, the amino acid, and people are making a lot of money selling this stuff. It's amazing. But I don't want to talk about arginine. I'm talking about glycine, and that is the third peptide in the glutathione molecule, or in the creatine molecule. So creatine is partially made up of glycine. Making sure you're getting enough glycine in your diet or in a supplemental form can be helpful for athletic performance via this creatine connection. Glycine can also be helpful for the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. An article published in the American Journal of Gerontology and a second one published in the Journal of the Maine Medical Association both spoke of the value of using glycine as well as other amino acids for helping improve prostate health. And glycine can also be helpful for patients who suffer from gout and elevated uric acid. Incidence of gout, which is actually a painful type of arthritis, and incidences of hyperuricemia and too much uric acid in the blood and of gout are increasing pretty dramatically, and glycine taken as a supplement has been shown to improve the elimination of the sharp uric acid crystals that can cause the pain. It may not be effective as a primary treatment, but taking 30 grams or so every day of glycine can be helpful as a part of combination therapy, as well as making sure that you're getting enough protein and eating less fructose. That's a big one for folks who suffer from gout. So if you've got one supplement here that supports protein manufacturing, joint health, bone health, muscle health, it's protective against liver injury, it's important for detoxification at two separate levels, one because it's part of glutathione and it has its own detoxification properties. It's relaxing. We talked about that yesterday, how you can take glycine before bed, put it in a little chamomile tea, and it'll help relax you, help you go to sleep. It can stabilize your mood. It's important for eye health. It's important for wound healing. It's a critical component of fat metabolizing. It's part of the bile complex. It's involved in the production of creatine. It improves athletic performance. It could be helpful for prostate health. Listen, folks, this stuff is amazing. You can use it to improve gout symptoms. It could be helpful for stabilizing blood sugar, so diabetics benefit and pre-diabetics benefit. And it tastes great, too. It tastes like sugar. And it's not sugar. It just tastes like sugar. Are you kidding me, folks? This is the unbelievable power of nutritional supplementation and understanding how to use it correctly. What do you think would happen if a drug company could come out with a prescription medicine that worked like glycine and that tasted good on top of it? Now, glycine is considered to be non-essential, which means your body can make it, and there's really no such thing as a glycine deficiency. However, given all the benefits associated with this tiny little powerhouse amino acid, it really makes a lot of sense to be either taking it as a supplement or making sure you're getting it in the diet. It's typically found in your high-protein foods, your meat, fish, dairy. Gelatin is 33% glycine. Those gelatin capsules that sometimes women take for their nails, one-third glycine. Bone soup is a great way to get easy-to-absorb and activated glycine. You can get about 100 milligrams of glycine in an egg yolk. That's a pretty nice dose. You can get 600 milligrams of glycine in a scoop, a 30-gram scoop of whey protein. But you can get 1,200 milligrams of glycine in a scoop of soy protein. And the more I read about soy protein, the more I'm thinking it's probably not a bad idea to throw a little soy protein into your protein mix every once in a while. We talked yesterday about how soy protein is also loaded with glutamine. So by taking soy protein, you got two-thirds of your glutathione molecule. You throw a little N-acetylcysteine, say 600 milligrams or so a day, and now you've got the basic building blocks of your glutathione molecule. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you like what you hear, we are here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. We will be back on The Bright Side. If you've got questions for us today, our number is 866-582-9933. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming up next. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Longevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right,
right, we are back on the bright side. Welcome, my friends. This is your nutritional supplement show, where we clear up some of the confusion around nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about health challenges or supplements or the longevity products, you can call us today at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, or you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com. If you have sent me an email and I haven't gotten back to you, I try to get back to pretty much everybody. It's a little easier for me if you leave a phone number, because I like to talk more than I like to write. So if you include a phone number, it'll be easier for me to get back to you. And if I haven't gotten back to you yet, I am going to try to get back to absolutely everybody who sent me an email, either by phone or by writing, or sometimes if your letter is really interesting, we'll talk about it on the program. Okay, let's see, 866-582-9933, got a couple folks on hold, we'll get to you in a minute, but I want to talk about this plate icon, this new food plate. I guess we're going to call it the food plate now, right, instead of the food pyramid. Douglas, what do you say?
Yeah, the new food plate replacing the pyramid. I found it sort of interesting is they had a quote from a dietitian in here, where it's a professor of nutrition. It says, we as people, we don't eat pyramids, we eat off plates.
Okay.
And that was the theory behind this whole thing. And, of course, this is all being pushed by the Let's Move whole program that's a Michelle Obama deal, and also being supported by the Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack. And what they're talking about here is a simplification of the old food pyramid. They've made it into a circle now.
Right.
That is divided into four sections.
Right.
And the problem with it that I see is that it really doesn't change any of the basic philosophy behind the food pyramid. What they've done is just visually simplified it, but they still have, if you look at the circle, there's four different little pie shapes, and they're different
right.
sizes. And
how did dairy get its own little plate?
Yeah, dairy got its own little plate, and they're talking about low-fat milk or skim milk or yogurt.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
there's problems with that because a lot of the yogurts, if you go to the supermarket and look at them, they're anywhere from 28 to 34 or 38 grams of sugar in a lot of them, especially the ones that have fruit. And, of course, they're pushing fruit, vegetables. On the left-hand side of the plate, as you look at it, top upper portion is the fruit. Then below that is the vegetables. The vegetable section slightly larger than the fruit. And
right.
on the right side, you've got to divide it into grains and protein. And the grains are much larger little section than the protein. And, of course, no real delineation with the protein. They're saying low fat on the protein. But they don't determine whether you should be eating fish or chicken. And the whole point behind the whole thing is just to make it so that when you look down at your plate, you're supposed to be seeing something similar to this food plate thing that they've come up with. And there's no mention of supplementation at all. So they still have the same basic premise that you can get everything you need
from the four food groups. Except now there's five food groups.
Now there's
Do you notice how protein and fruit are the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they, do you think they meant to imply by the size of these little quarters on the plate that each one of these is equal? Like you're supposed to have as much protein as fruit, and you're supposed to have
no,
as much...
No, I think the fact that they're smaller, they're so showing that you should eat more vegetables than fruit, more grains than protein, and those are problems too.
Right, and it's very insignificantly smaller, folks. I don't know how much money the government spent on this food plate idea, but it was not money well spent. Here's the bottom line: you want a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight. You want half a gram to a gram of protein every per pound, half a gram to a gram of protein per pound of body weight, and you want maybe half a piece of fruit a day, and you want to minimize your grains, and you want to avoid dairy. That's Ben's food plate right there. And you want to make sure you're getting your nutritional supplementation, because even if you use this crazy food plate, you're not going to get all the raw materials in terms of nutrition that you're going to need. This is why a nutritional supplement program is not optional, my friends, if you are interested in maximizing, if you are interested in optimizing your health and wellness. A nutritional supplement program is an absolute must. fast. And I say program because it's not just taking one or two supplements, and it's not just taking a multiple vitamin. Supplements work together the way musical instruments work together in an orchestra, the way baseball players work together in a team. I don't care how good your baseball team is, if you don't have a third baseman, you're not going to win many games. And third base is not more important than second base, and second base is not more important than first base. And if you're in an orchestra, the violin is not more important than the cello, and it's not more important than any other instrument. The point is you have to be sure that you're getting all your essential nutrients, your mighty 90 nutrients, as Dr. Wallach calls them. And the best way, in fact, the only way to do it, is to get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. So, much ado about nothing. The plate icon is going to go the way of the old food pyramids, no doubt, in the next 10 or 15 years, and they'll come up with something else. It's not that complicated, friends. Half a gram to a gram of protein, do it in supplemental fashion, mostly whey. And the more I read about soy, you probably want to throw in a little bit of soy there too, soy protein. Make sure you're eating eggs if you can tolerate eggs, because it's nature's perfect food. And make sure you're getting copious, generous amounts of vegetables. As far as fruits go, tiny little bits of pieces of fruit, suck on them like a candy. Take your banana, quarter it up and eat a quarter of a banana at a time. Nobody said you had to eat the whole darn banana, and nobody said you have to eat the whole apple either. So there's truly good things in fruits. But most of those good things are located in the peel, and that's why we call the peel-to-pulp ratio the most important part of understanding how to use fruits. That is, you want lots of peel and little pulp, because the good stuff is located in the peel. And as far as this dairy plate goes, I want to know how much the dairy industry paid to get their own little plate, because there's no reason why they should be separate from what they should have their own isolated little section on the food plate or food pyramid, whatever you want to call it.
So
dairy is not good food.
You're implying that there may have been some, you know,
payola?
The scenes payola,
yeah,
going on.
I'm implying it.
You know, and something else that it doesn't address is we're finding more and more people have issues with grains, and for them to say that one of the big portions of the bigger chunks of your plate,
right,
should be grains,
right,
is sort of doing a real disservice.
Absolutely,
I mean, I know
it
myself,
is.
I went on a celiac type of gluten-free diet about 2 years ago, and I haven't felt better than I have in 25 years or more.
No grains. You know, there's a great book called Life Without Grains talks about this, and how you don't really need to have grains, and you don't really need to have bread. And you know what else? You don't feel so good when you have grains and you have bread. Even if you don't have celiac disease, there's a sort of heavy feeling that comes from eating your bread and eating the rich kind of carbohydrate grain foods. If you're going to do grains, one of the best grains to do is something called quinoa, which actually isn't even a grain, even though it gets classified as a grain. Have you heard of this stuff, quinoa, Douglas?
I've got some at my house right now.
There you go. You know, it's not a grain. It's actually a fruit, but it does taste like a grain, and it's very rich in protein. It's easy to make. It's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, pronounced quinoa. We use it in the skincare business as a skincare product because of its high, a skincare ingredient because of its high protein content. You know, one of the best places to use grains, by the way, if you're going to work with grains, is in skincare, because they're so heavy and they're so complex that they make great moisturizers because they trap water. So if you want to use grains in an effective way, put them on your face, make a moisturizer with it, make a mask with it. You can take your grains, you can put it in, add some water, stir it up. The grains will kind of expand as they absorb water. Put it on your face, makes a great skin mask, and you might even get some protein out of the deal too. All right, my name is Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you are on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after the break. If you want to talk to us, we encourage your calls at 866-582-9933. Don't go away. We'll be back on The Bright Side.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Pat Fuchs and Doug Winfrey, and you and your phone call 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Ask them for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite longevity product. A little scoop in water. Tastes like some kind of great drink. I don't want to say Kool-Aid. There's a tiny little bit of fructose, but not much sweetener in it. But it does give you a big jolt of nutrition in absorbable form. Got a couple folks on hold. Stay right there. I want to get to this letter from Christina, who says that she has something called Raynaud's syndrome, or Raynaud's disease. She calls it Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's, for the folks, is a problem where you get vasoconstriction, blood vessels closing up in your extremities, and your fingers and your toes can turn purple or blue. Folks, this is not a mild condition. It turns out this gal's only 22 years old, and I'm telling you, if you are starting to notice vascular changes like Raynaud's syndrome, vasoconstriction, that means that blood is not getting to where it needs to be, number one, and we know that when blood does not get where it needs to be, oxygen does not get where it needs to be. Low oxygen is one of the first things that happens before you get cancer. So just for that reason alone, if you have Raynaud's syndrome, that's something that you want to work on. Secondly, if you have vasoconstriction in your extremities, of course, that's going to cause high blood pressure, and that can mess up your circulatory system, that can mess up your heart, and that can cause all kinds of problems. So for Christina, Raynaud's syndrome, Raynaud's disease is nothing to take lightly. First thing you want to think about is the overactive stress response, that is cortisol levels, your adrenal glands, and that can happen for either emotional or psychological reasons. If that's the case, then just relax. I know that's easier said than done, but breathing techniques, slow, deep breathing techniques, are a great way to relax. If you have elevated cortisol stress hormone secondary to a digestive problem, which is extremely common, you're going to want to notice your digestive symptoms and do the whole digestive workup that we talk about on this program, where you pay attention to your digestive symptoms, notice when you have them, notice what you ate 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 hours before you ate it, eliminate those foods, start to take in nutritional supplements for the digestive system. The most important ones are the good bacteria, the probiotics, and your digestive enzymes, your ultimate enzymes. So, Christina, this is nothing to take lightly, especially considering you're only 22 years old. If I were you, I'd be looking at all those, the adrenal factors and all of the digestive factors that we talk about on this program so much. Speaking of bacteria, good bacteria, Douglas, did you catch this thing on E. coli, the super E. coli that's out in Europe now?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, several people have died, and I guess they're finding a new strain of this E. coli that they've never seen before.
Well, yeah. You know why they haven't seen the strain of E. coli before? Do you know where E. coli is supposed to be? It's supposed to be in your gut, in your intestines, in your large intestine mostly. And if it gets out of your large intestine, it can wreak havoc. And I don't even want to think about how that E. coli got from somebody's large intestine into that tomato that I saw on the Drudge Report yesterday. But the bottom line is, folks, is all of these problems that we're having with superbugs and superbacteria. In Colorado, we have a problem with flesh-eating superbacteria. These are problems that my pharmacy school professor predicted 25 years ago. He said, "You wait and see, Ben. In the beginning of the next century, we are going to be suffering from superbugs because of antibiotic resistance." And that is one of the major reasons why you want to reserve taking an antibiotic until you have no other option, number one. Secondly, understand that even if you're not taking an antibiotic, you are taking an antibiotic if you're eating fish, or you're eating turkey, or you're eating chicken, or you're eating meat, or you're drinking tap water, or you're drinking orange juice made with tap water, or you're drinking Coca-Cola made with tap water. We are swimming in an ocean of antibiotics, and the best way to protect yourself against these against antibiotic resistance is, number one, not to take antibiotics unnecessarily in prescription form, and secondly, to make sure you get yourself on a probiotic supplement, a good bacteria supplement. I love the Biolumin Nightly Essence. A probiotic is one of your best protections against an antibiotic. I love that term, antibiotic and probiotic, because what it says is probiotics are bacteria that are your friends. Antibiotics are medicines that kill bacteria. So one of your best ways to protect yourself from superbugs and from antibiotic resistance is to get on the Biolumin Nightly Essence or some similar powerful probiotic supplement. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Gabriel in Santa Cruz. What's cooking, buddy?
Hi. I have eye issues. I've been diagnosed with OSR. At first, thank God, I was misdiagnosed with macular degeneration, but did a lot of tests, and it's OSR. It's similar to macular degeneration as far as leakage around the retina. I was wondering if you can help me out, give me some advice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The eyes, eyes are very interesting because obviously the eyes are amazing, amazing organs. The things that the eyes do to transform light into chemical energy and then back into electrical energy so that we can see is absolutely mind-blowing. If you ever look at a picture of the retina, they have these pictures on the internet of the layers of the retina, and it is so unbelievable what your eyes do. However, the eyes are subject to a lot of damage from light. And so when you're deficient in nutrients, you will find yourself breaking down readily, and you'll find the eyes breaking down readily pretty fast because the eyes are subject to so much energy from ultraviolet radiation from light. So what you want to do is you want to start taking in supplements that protect the eyes. And one of the neat things that happens when you start to take in these supplements is other tissue will be protected as well, especially your skin. And what you'll notice is once you start taking in supplements for the eyes, and I'll tell you what those are in a minute, you'll notice that you can stay out in the sun a lot longer without burning. And this is a really neat trick for people who are skeptical about nutritional supplementation. Start taking supplements that protect your eyes, and then you'll notice that you're not burning as readily in the sun, and that can be a good demonstration of the power of taking nutritional supplements. As far as eye health goes, make sure that you're taking your most powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, selenium. There's an herb called bilberry, which can be very helpful for eye health. And let me tell you some of these dosages. With vitamin A, you want to be at about 20,000 international units a day, 20,000 IU a day. I got a letter from a gal who was curious about that high high recommendation. Most people are saying take 4 to 10,000 IU a day. I'm telling you to take 20,000 IU a day because I've seen dramatic effects from that kind of dosage with vitamin A, especially for skin issues. Secondly, you want to take zinc picolinate. I like the picolinate salt. Whenever you're talking about a mineral, there's always a second word after that mineral. In the nutrition business, we call that the salt form. And there's always a salt form to a mineral. So, for example, with calcium, you don't just have calcium. You have calcium carbonate, or you have calcium oxide, or you have calcium lactate, or you have calcium citrate. When it comes to zinc, you don't just have zinc. You have zinc gluconate, or you have zinc sulfate, or you have zinc picolinate. That second word will tell you how well, or tell a nutritionist anyway, how well the mineral will be absorbed. Zinc picolinate is a very highly absorbed form of zinc, and it doesn't cause some of the zinc distress that some of the other forms do. So get yourself on zinc, 50 milligrams of the picolinate, and that's spelled P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E, the picolinate form, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Make sure you're getting enough selenium. It's very important for eye health. I would be taking 600 micrograms a day of selenium, and then make sure you're getting about 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Do bilberry tea all day long. Bilberry tea and green tea also can be helpful for the eyes. Thanks so much for calling, Gabriel. Got to move on. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Thanks for being here today, folks. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to send me an email, it's ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. And you can always check out my website, brightsideben.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. For you folks in Longmont, Colorado, or in Colorado, I'm going to be doing a training at the Chenault Training Center. I think that's what we're calling it, the Chenault Training Center in Longmont, Colorado, 9:45 tomorrow morning till noon. If you want more information, send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll get you some info about that training for tomorrow. And let's see what else I got to tell you here. I think that's it. What do you say we go to the phones and see what Walt has to say? Hello there, Walter.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Greetings, buddy. You're in Colorado, huh?
Oh, yeah. Down
where are you?
Penrose.
Nice, nice. Have I talked to you before?
In Dr. Welly's products, the Ultimate Killer Biotic FX has colostrum, 175 milligrams.
Okay.
The question that has come up is, if a person is intolerant to lactose, and that comes from a bovine or bullion or whatever,
right,
from a cow. Is that a conflict of
will you have a problem? If you have, in other words, if you have lactose intolerance, will you have a problem with colostrum? Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good question. That's a very good question. And the same question applies to weight. Have I talked to you before?
Yeah, we met
you
up
and I have
in Tahoe once.
Okay, I thought your name sounded familiar. Yeah, that's a great question about colostrum, and it also applies to whey protein as well. There is a tiny, tiny bit of lactose in colostrum. There's a little bit more in whey protein. If you have a problem with lactose, you may not be able to do whey protein or colostrum, which is unfortunate because both colostrum and whey protein are absolutely spectacular power foods. So what I would recommend for you, if you're interested in taking colostrum, if you're interested in taking whey protein, but you do suffer from lactose intolerance. Lactose is a sugar that's found in milk products and in dairy products, and many people cannot handle it. You have a couple options. Number one, you can take a product called lactase, L-A-C-T-A-S-E, and there's different brand names for that. You can get that at the grocery store. And you can take the lactase with the whey protein and with the colostrum, and that may be helpful. In fact, a lot of folks find that they can use whey protein when they take lactase, the enzyme. So that's one option for you. The second option, which sometimes helps, is sometimes people who are lactose intolerant can handle very tiny bits of it. So smaller doses of colostrum and smaller doses of whey protein may be helpful for you as well. So number one, take it with lactase and see if that helps. Number two, try smaller doses. And in the product that you were talking about, there's only a tiny little bit of colostrum, so that shouldn't be a problem for most people. Just to answer your quick question about the product that you, what was the product that you said? The killer biotic, which does have a little bit of colostrum. That tiny bit of colostrum in there should not be a problem unless you're super, super sensitive. If it is, try taking it with the enzyme lactase, okay?
Very good, man.
Thanks so much for calling, Walt. I hope you continue to listen, and I hope we get to see you one of these days, too. Thanks, Walt. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in one more call. Ruth in the United States of America. What's up, Ruth? Ruth?
Hello?
Hello, my dear. How's it going?
Hi. It's Rose. I was going to ask you, hi. The other day, there was a caller who asked about what was good to strengthen your vein walls, and you mentioned vitamin K, but you were not specific about the doses.
Okay, now I don't think I said vitamin K. I might have said vitamin C. Vitamin K may help with strengthening the bone, strengthening the blood vessel walls, because vitamin K is important for calcium, but it's not really known for helping with the blood vessel walls. It's more like a blood clotting type of vitamin. It probably wouldn't hurt, because taking supplements have all kinds of benefits that we don't necessarily know about specifically. So I'm not sure if I was talking about vitamin K. However, since you brought the subject up, vitamin K is a very fascinating vitamin, and it does deserve a little bit of a conversation here. So let me tell you a couple things about vitamin K. Vitamin K is most important for blood clotting. In fact, you can think of that letter K as K for clotting or coagulation. In fact, in German, the word coagulation starts with a K. So vitamin K you want to think of as a blood coagulating or blood clotting vitamin. It's important for keeping the blood clotting at the appropriate rate. So that's its main role. But its second role, and it's almost as important, is in calcium metabolism, in helping calcium stay where it needs to stay. Now, one of the ways that we meet our demise, one of the ways that we age, one of the things that accelerates aging is calcification of tissue, calcification of the brain, and calcification of the heart, and calcification of the skin, and calcification of glands. Calcification meaning calcium deposits in these different parts of the body, and it accelerates the aging process. Well, one of the most important things about vitamin K, in addition to its wonderful properties for improving clotting, is it keeps calcium where it needs to be. It keeps calcium from floating around in the blood and depositing in these various soft tissues in the body. Thus, it's extremely important for keeping your bones strong. Now, here's the big problem with vitamin K. Aside from the fact that it's not found in a whole heck of a lot of foods, vitamin K is actually supposed to be made by the good bacteria in your colon, but we've been talking about how many people have problems with good bacteria because of taking too many antibiotics, either prescription antibiotics or getting antibiotics in various food sources. When you get too much antibiotics, you kill off your good bacteria in the colon, and the good bacteria in your colon are one of the most important sources of vitamin K. So many people are deficient. Now, if you throw in the fact that vitamin K is a fatty vitamin and that requires a operating fat absorption system, in order to get vitamin K from foods, you can see that a lot of people are going to have a problem because many of us are not breaking down, absorbing, utilizing fats because of liver problems, gallbladder problems, bile problems, intestinal problems, probiotic good bacteria problems, on and on and on it goes. Getting in these fatty nutrients, getting them from food into the blood is tricky. It's especially problematic for postmenopausal women who unfortunately are most at risk for osteoporosis and for women who've had a hysterectomy. After you have a hysterectomy, ladies, your fat absorption, your body's ability to absorb fats is going to be compromised. So if you haven't had a hysterectomy, keep all your organs, but if you have had a hysterectomy, if you have a history of liver problems or gallbladder problems, you are at risk for vitamin K deficiency. If you suspect that you have malabsorption of fats and you can tell that you're not absorbing your fats, if you feel bloated or discomfort, or you have fat in your stool after you eat a fatty meal, if you suspect that you have a problem with fat absorption, you're at risk for not just vitamin K deficiency, all your fatty vitamins, your essential fatty acids, your fatty nutrients from vegetables and from fruits. You're going to want to make sure you're getting on a good fat absorption supplement, or you're going to want to make sure that you're taking fat absorption aids. We've been talking about glycine for the past couple of days. Glycine can be helpful. You can take bile salts. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes if you suspect a vitamin K deficiency secondary to a fat absorption problem. The ultimate enzymes will help you absorb fats. There's another digestive enzyme you can get called pancreatin, and pancreatin can also be very helpful for absorbing fats. A lot of folks don't realize that the pancreas produces enzymes that help you utilize fats and help you break down proteins. And if you have any liver problems or if you're diabetic, you're of course going to have a compromised pancreas, and that's going to mess everything up as well. We'll talk next week a lot about the pancreas and pancreatic health. Thanks so much for calling. Rose from the United States of America, and that's all we have time for today. Thanks to all of our callers, and thanks to you, Doug Winfrey. Thanks to all the folks at Genesis that let us do this program every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Thanks to all the folks at Youngevity. Remember, friends, no matter what your health challenges are, no matter how significant your health challenges are, you have alternatives to the modern medical model. Your alternatives are around nutrition and nutritional supplementation, because there's not a single disease state that is caused by a drug deficiency, but almost all disease states have some kind of nutritional deficiency component tucked within. And by using nutritional supplements, you can take care of almost every single health issue you have in a non-toxic fashion, in an effective fashion, and in a powerful fashion. If you've got questions that we have not addressed on this program, I welcome your emails, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. If I have not gotten back to you and you sent me an email, you can feel free to send a second one, but I try to get back to everybody. Make sure you include your phone number. And that's all the time we have for today. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central, just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.